a fantastic result for Mandy Bujo. She's joining us now on Brady and Walker. She won the gold medal in the 51-kilogram fight. We all saw it on national TV on Saturday night. Great to have you on. I wanted to track you down. Our producer did a great job doing so. Congratulations. You were a joy to watch on Saturday. Well done.
Thank you very much.
How confident were you? Some of boxing sometimes, and you know this at the pro and amateur ranks, is a little bit of show. You seemed exhilarated when the fight was over. You can tell us now, 48 hours later, did you feel really confident you won, or do you just thought, I'm at the mercy of the judges, anything could happen here?
I was confident that I won, but at the same time, you know what, I've been on the wrong side of a lot of decisions that I thought I should have got before. So you never know, especially when you hear split. Like, if I would have heard unanimous, I would have been 100%, yeah, I got it. When I heard split, I was like, oh, no.
The split scared you a lot more than you thought. That's not what you wanted to hear.
But otherwise, I mean, I was really confident going into the fight. You know what? I fought her a month ago, and I remember coming out of the ring thinking, you know, I can beat this girl. I know I can beat this girl. And I think I had the motivation all month to train, come up with a proper game plan. And this time I went into the fight knowing I could beat this girl, and I think it showed.
Your opponent was quite upset. I'm sure you've heard of some of the comments. Is that natural, or like, do you take any of that personally, or do you say it's the heat of the moment and she's allowed to say what she wants to say? How do you feel about it?
You know what? I mean, I obviously... I can't comment too much on how she was feeling after that fight, but bottom line is I know I performed well, and I think part of what I wanted to do was frustrate her, and I know she's an emotional fighter, an emotional person, and I think I did exactly what I went out to do. So,
can you fight with more confidence at home? And it's not because of the judges. It's just you just feel so settled in your own environment. You step in the ring, and it's a combat sport, and anything individually, I would guess the venue always plays a key role. It's over the history of boxing, it's played a key role in a lot of huge fights.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's not necessarily gives you the confidence, because it depends on how you take it, too, because it's extra stress, it's extra pressure, right? So you have to take that pressure and you have to embrace it. And I think I was able to just go out there and stay focused. My first fight was a little more, you know, I didn't perform the best that I could have performed because it was all like a new environment and just hearing everyone cheer. We don't usually get that, right? So it was something that I think I had to get used to. But my second fight and my third fight, I was able to really zone it out, kind of get into the ring and think, you know what? Once that headgear is on, it's just me and her, and I don't care who's watching or what's going on. I'm going to appreciate it after, but during the fight, I just really had to stay focused. And, you know, there was times when I heard everyone cheering, go Canada, or whatever they were chanting. You know, it was just an awesome feeling now looking back at it. But in the moment, I was just so focused on what it was I needed to do that, I was trying to just kind of stay in that zone.
Mandy Bujo is our guest, gold medalist, of course, in the women's flyweight. So you tell me what the atmosphere was like, because you fought in Glasgow, Scotland last year and won bronze at the Commonwealth Games. Everybody who fought and every media person who attended the London Olympics with a lot of the events, the men's and women's boxing, said it was just mad. We're known for being more reserved sometimes in Canada. Sometimes. How did you feel about the crowds? I mean, was it what was the atmosphere like for all of your fights?
They were not reserved at all. And you know what? I was a little concerned about that going into this as well, because like you said, in Glasgow, they're obviously a big fight fans. The last Pan Am Games were in Mexico, which are obviously big fight fans again. So the atmosphere was incredible. And I'm thinking, okay, we're coming to Toronto. You know, I've been to pro shows before where it's kind of quiet, you know, not much going on. It's like, are people really going to get behind it? Are people going to cheer? Or are they going to be more quiet because maybe they don't know the sport so well, so they don't know what to yell out or whatever, right? So definitely was a little nervous about that. But from day one, when our boxers came into that ring, they really just cheered their hearts out, and everybody was just getting really, really into it. So it was awesome to see Canada get behind our sport, because it's not not something that they usually get an opportunity to go see, right? So it was incredible. I had so much support. I had the mayor of Kitchener, the police chief, the fire chief, they all came all the way from Kitchener to come watch me. So it was incredible to see just the support that I received from everybody.
Now, you've heard a lot of talk, and we were just talking about before, about the potential for Toronto hosting the Olympics. You know, not to retire you out to pasture early, but your focus has to be next year in Rio specifically. You're not worried about any future Olympic bids. Does this give you confidence? Is obvious, but what does this propel you into to be ready for next year?
Well, this is perfect practice, right? Like when you go to a major games like this, there's so many other things going on, you know, the pressure with the media and all those things that you have to kind of deal with and learn, okay, how am I going to embrace this, or how am I going to try to avoid certain things? So it's more about like setting up routines at these major games. And this is a perfect practice for when it comes to the Olympics, because, you know, it's 1 year out and, you know, having that pressure of fighting at home, I think is going to be something that I'm going to take forward with me and be able to capitalize on when we go to Brazil, because we won't have all those people cheering yeah. for us, right? So, but there's definitely still going to be pressure, because everyone's going to be watching and everyone's going to be hoping that we win as well. So I think it's still pressure in that sense. So just being able to deal with those small little things and kind of set a clear pathway for where it is we're trying to go is what the goal was with this.
Manny Bougeau, our guest. So where, I've seen your Twitter page, the medal's been everywhere. You've had lots of visits with it. Where will it take up eventual permanent residence so you can sleep well at night knowing where it is? Where are you going to put it?
You know what, I've got a case for my 2011 medal, and I think I'm just going to get another one made up for this one.
So the bronze takes less prominence now. It's sort of like the rejected older sibling, you know, that didn't quite do as well in school.
The Commonwealth medal?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that one's kind of somewhere else. It's not as special as these.
That's a big games to win at, though. Like I said, you can put it all together next year, and one big medal from each would be fantastic. Like I said, your fight was amazing to watch, and I know you've heard from a lot of people across this great country that we're just so impressed. And listen, you know, regardless of what Esparza says, that's a hell of an opponent to beat, and she's got a great track record. So maybe we'll see it again. We congratulate you, and thanks for coming on our show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.